I'm Mike Hempen with an AP News Minute. Returning Palestinians in North Gaza are shocked at the wreckage they are finding.
When night falls over Beit Lahia in the northern Gaza Strip, much of the cityscape of collapsed buildings and piled wreckage turns pitch black. Living inside the ruins of their home, as the family prepares the evening meal, Roya Tambora's young sons get afraid of the dark. She tells the AP the airstrike on the house was a shock for us. We're civilians. We're people not connected to anything. When the house was struck, I felt everything is gone. Nearly 600,000 Palestinians flooded back into northern Gaza under the now month-old ceasefire, according to the UN, after the initial relief and joy of being back at their homes. Even if damaged or destroyed, they're now facing the reality of living in the wreckage for the foreseeable future. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Mike Hempen.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.